Junior obviously got off to a slow start, but how do you feel the flow went throughout the game? How comfortable were you leading the offense?
Early on we were getting behind the chains, and they had a great pass rush, so we knew all along we had to get the ball out pretty fast. And early on, we tried to hit them with a couple screens just to kind of slow down the pass rush, but I think as the game went along, we started getting to a groove. I think our line did a tremendous job. They got two of the best pass rushers in the game. But they kind of kept them at bay for a little bit, and we were able to kind of put some guys together late, and we just ran out of time.
What did Coach Mack do? What has he said to you, or said anything to you about how your play was today?
Usually we talk about that after we watch the tape. He just shook my hand and told me he liked the way I competed, and that was pretty much it.
What was so frustrating about how that game ended?
I just hate to lose. I don't want to lose at all, at anything. So, I was upset that we lost. I felt like we had some opportunities, and we could have taken advantage of them. But, you can't really, cry over spilled milk. You just got to kind of pick yourself up and get ready for next week.
There was a report this morning that your coach would be fired, if not possibly tomorrow. Did you hear that and see that, and did that distract you at all going into this?
No, I didn't see that. I love Coach Mack. I think we all do. I enjoy playing for him. I want to continue to play for him as long as I can. But I did see one of my ex-coaches say he didn't want me to be his quarterback, and that really upset me. The guy that we saved his job, 2013, we fought our ass off for him both years. And for him to come out and say that just shows you how much of a coward he is.
What coach are you talking about?
Rex Ryan.
Gino, preparing for Oakland's defense, what were some specifics they told you to look out for?
Man, 52 and 51, two of the best in the game, two of the best pass rushers. They really, got after today. Khalil made two good plays on me. I wish, I could have those back, but unfortunately, those things you got to learn from.
Were you surprised at how fast he was in the sack and strip?
Yeah, a little bit. I was actually caught, getting ready to throw a pass to the end zone. I felt like we had a pretty good look there, and unfortunately, he was he got there and got the ball out.
When were you aware of the pitch?
I was just sitting in my room watching. We got the time difference. I'm just watching a little bit, football, and see that happen, and it's like, wow, it's a guy you, first of all, you drafted me, second of all, you started me, third of all, then I gave you everything I had, and then you go out and say that, it's unfortunate.
Do you ever want to see him or speak your mind to him?
I don't care to speak to him again.
Anything else?
Talk about the report you had with Evan today.
Evan does a great job, man. He's a rookie, but he's a really good player. He made a tremendous catch, one-hand catch. That was beautiful. And he just continues to make plays. He's a hard worker. He understands the game. He's got a great feel for it. And anytime we can get the ball in his hands, we're trying to. So I think he did a great job. Eli does a tremendous job with that. Throughout the week and throughout the game, we were talking. We always converse back and forth. He did a great job with that today.
You've gone through a lot in your career when you were with the Jets. You just mentioned that. But this coming Sunday, you're going to be in your home park. Is anything on your mind about how that crowd might react if you get off to a slow start?
I don't think it could be any worse than what I've been through. I remember I got booed at a spring game for throwing an interception. So I don't think it could be any worse. I learned how to tune it up. I've been through it all. And I'm still standing here. So I'll be ready for next week.